more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Thursday. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. Great to have you here on WILS. Tonight, we'll get the latest on the power outages in the Lansing area. We'll hear from Consumers Energy. Also, do you want to know how to reset your genes and turn the clock back 10 years, get younger by a decade? Dr. Sarah Gottfried will be here to tell us how that happens. But let's begin with what's happening in education in Michigan. The superintendent, the state superintendent, Brian Whiston, now saying that he's not looking to really force the closures of the 38 failing schools that were facing that. He wants to have a partnership and have some tough conversations. Tim Kelly joins us. State Representative Tim Kelly chairs the House Education Committee. He says that's essentially circumventing the law. Tim, great to have you on WILS.
Good evening, Michael. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
So what was the plan for these 38 failing schools?
Well, the plan was, they get notice that their school was on a closure list. I think there was going to be 30 to 45 days to determine whether it was a hardship or not, and a hardship would be if we closed you, would there be an opportunity for another place of quality school nearby?
Okay.
And if there was none, then they wouldn't close the school. And clearly, a lot of places, particularly in Detroit, where if you did close a school, there may not be anything very near. But there's
24 of the schools are in Detroit, 24 of the 38.
Yeah,
right?
and to close one, there may not be anything very close of quality. But then part of that's homemade or self-inflicted. There's 77, just to go back a little bit, there were 77 schools that were had deed restrictions that couldn't be sold to charter schools. So there could have been buildings closer to had the governor the mayor sat on these deed restricted buildings.
Okay.
The other thing that I would say too is we keep fighting this battle about quality schools with one hand tied behind her back, with only giving them public options. If you included a private option, I think you would have better or other additional quality schools
so
closer by.
Are you saying Detroit doesn't have enough charter school options right now?
I don't think that I'm saying that there's a lot of charter school. We have a pretty robust system in Detroit, but there's still several schools that could have been sold, other schools that could have been sold to charters or that could have started up.
So do you think what State Superintendent Brian Whiston is proposing, rather than just shutting them down, having this partnership plan, is that reasonable?
Well, it's reasonable, but it's, as I said, it skirts the law. We currently have a law in place that has the State Reform Office that says if a school's been poorly performing for the number of years, three or in this case, they're subject to closure. And what you've had now is a governor that originally moved the State Reform Office out of the Michigan Department of Education that he had little control over into a department that he had direct control of.
Okay.
Once the SRO was ready to pull a trigger, he backed off. And now he's talking about putting it back to the Michigan Department of Ed in partnership with the state superintendent. So that the two are operating, together on resetting the clock and just,
So the governor himself doesn't want to, you're saying, confront this directly, is that it?
Excuse me?
The governor doesn't want to actually go into this head first the way the law was intending, is that
no, but then what was the point of getting the SRO out of the Michigan Department of Ed in the first place? If he had ever had any intention of closing any schools, then what was the point? We've got schizophrenic leadership right now in the state, and it's causing, I think, an awful lot of havoc. Look, I get that nobody wants to close these schools. It's clear that nobody has the stomach, the fortitude to do what needs to be done in a lot of these cases. But I don't know what we're going to do day in and day out, subjecting thousands of kids to basically malpractice.
So you take these kids in the failing schools, you put them in charters. You think suddenly would they suddenly be successful there in the charters?
No, not necessarily. I'm just saying that there has to be, turn around the schools if that needs be. But there's not a great, you know, some, it's hard to turn around failing schools. There's I think the literature across the country is there's very little or successful in turning them around. You have to have, in order to be successful at a turnaround, you'd have to have 100% reconstitution. Every adult in that building needs to change. And I would think even ownership, perhaps. I mean, if it's, say, if it's a Saginaw school, then the Saginaw doesn't get to operate it any longer. I think that we need to get serious about accountability. Otherwise, why have it at all?
Time to Tim Kelly, State Representative Tim Kelly, the chairs the House Education Committee. I want to ask you about, we had a guy named Gary Miron on. He's a professor at Western Michigan University, really an expert in charter schools. And yeah, what he said was the initial plan for charters when it was laid out here in Michigan was they were supposed to be small, locally run, and the idea was to help the public schools improve. That was essentially the idea. They were going to be these innovation schools, yeah, basically. He says what we really have now are these massive corporate structures where the CEOs get millions of dollars, these charter companies. Well, do you agree with that?
Well, no, I don't agree with that. Yes, there are some that have management companies. Some don't. You know, some are kind of mom and pop neighborhood things. Mm-hmm. I think that, but to suggest that somehow or another that all charter schools are these corporate behemoths is totally absurd.
Now, does that hinder the education process if we have these big for-profit companies running the charters?
I don't think it. I don't think it does. I mean, it's look, people have chosen and voted with their feet to leave their local school to go to some other situation where they either feel safer, they like the environment better, perhaps the kids are doing better educationally. So you're not going to take away parental rights or you know, parental interest in trying to find the best quality school they can.
And Tim, I brought that up to him, but he said his job as an analyst is to look at the larger picture. And he says when it comes to public policy, it's a bad thing, even though some parents may be winners in the process, to actually have a system where so many kids are pulled away from the traditional schools. It actually is harmful to the larger system. What do you say to that?
Well, I disagree. I mean, this is, you know, clearly, I think that charter schools have been a boon to several thousand, tens of thousands of kids across this country. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm disappointed, as many are, in some of the performance of some of these charter schools, but the reality is they're, in most cases, they're better than the local public school.
Now
in Detroit, that might not mean much. One might have 10% proficiency, the charter, local charter might have 15. But, you know, that 5% that makes a difference.
Yeah.
You know, you can't argue one's, you know, one is clearly worse than the other.
Tim Kelly, State Representative Tim Kelly with us, the chair of the House Education Committee and the Appropriations Subcommittee on School Aid. Tim, as always, great to get your insight on these issues. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael.